Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and yes, even foes in the family. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 51, where I simply read the Word of God, the Holy Bible, in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique Bible and this unique viewpoint allows you to, and allows us rather, to read the whole Bible as a true single story, or a single true story, and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today we are reading Genesis chapter 49. Let's pray first. Holy Father God in heaven, I realize that based upon your holy word, Lord, we have no power here on earth or in us to do any good at this moment without you. For Lord, you gave me as my life's verse, because I did not hunt for this. I would not have chosen this on my own. I would not have chosen this verse for my life's verse. I probably would have chosen ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened, which is connected to it, to the verse you gave me. But I am reminded of it this morning. The version that you gave me, for some reason, and I probably will not fully understand it until I get on the other side, Zechariah 4:6, out of all of the books in the Bible, Zechariah 4:6, it is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And Lord, we know that if it's by your spirit that things are done, you must receive all of the glory, the praise, and the honor, and things need to be done according to your will. So, Lord, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. And Lord, help these people not to listen to me pray, but help them to pray for themselves. Lord, help them to connect with you, for you're the source of all mercy, grace, favor, and power. I praise you, Holy Father God, and I thank you for allowing us to be here this morning, as the old saints used to say, in our right mind. And we're certainly in our right mind if we're going to put you first and read your holy word first and to pray in the morning time on a Saturday. And so, Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your love, because you first loved us. Any love in my heart, any love in our heart, that goes back to you, comes from you. And Lord, that may be hard for some of us to accept in our flesh, but it is true. Any true love that we have in our heart towards you or anybody else comes from you. And we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Lord, for we would not be sitting here, we would not be here, if it had not been for you. I praise you and I thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and manifold blessings that you have indeed bestowed upon us down through the years. Lord, I pray this morning that you will help people's minds under the sound of my voice not to wander, not to get distracted by the devil or their own flesh or their own concerns or worries. For Lord, we're prone to wander, as the songwriter said. We're prone to get distracted and we're prone to worry and to fret instead of trusting in you, trusting in your Holy Word, trusting in what you've already done in our lives and believing in you. Lord, eliminate that from the hearts and minds of each person here and each person out there participating with us. We praise you and we thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and salvation full and free through him. We praise you and we thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and many and manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us already. Help us to be thankful for each one of those. Thankful, and help us to be thankful, Lord, for being with us throughout these years and for how far you have already brought us. As the songwriter said, Lord, you brought us this far by faith. And help us never to forget it. And Holy Father God, give everybody strength for the journey today. And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for salvation, spiritual, family, life, financial, material, protection and provision, mental and physical blessings that you have bestowed upon us down through the years. And we pray that, Lord, you would continue to bless us with those blessings and with your favor and with your power and grace. Holy Father God, hopefully everybody individually confesses their sins. I can't say as I used to, Lord, including everybody, because there are some people who look like they're praying, but they're not. So, Lord God in heaven, I pray that you'll help everybody here and out there to confess their sins. We thank you, Lord, for all of the powerful comments from the folks on yesterday and all of the stars and likes and everything they do. Lord, bless all of those dear Christian friends. And Holy Father God, for Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon us. And please forgive us of our sins as we from our hearts by your grace, Lord, we forgive others as we from our hearts by your grace forgive others. Crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh and the old man within us, and fill us all who are saved with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty, Lord, of your Holy Spirit. Lord, thank you for showing me and thank you for revealing to me that everybody in my own family is not saved, even though they go to church. Thank you, Lord, for helping me to see that many people who are in the church are mere professors and who have never been born again. For we shall know them by their fruits, you told us It's a hard thing to bring up. It's a humbling thing to have to deal with. But Lord, I know that this is true. There are many people who claim to be Christians, but who are not. And Holy Father God, we pray for those who are truly saved, truly born again. Lord, we pray that you would crush and crucify our flesh and the old man within us all, and fill us all afresh and anew with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing of your Holy Spirit, to love right, live right, think right, and do right. Deliver us, Lord, from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to do just that. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Lord, help everybody to pray for themselves. I do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ on this Saturday morning. We have already been challenged and attacked by the devil, and we're going to get more attacks throughout this day. It's just par for the course, and we're not ignorant of the devil's devices. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias. Cast out the demon spirits of treachery and betrayal and sabotage and hindrance. And distraction out of the hearts and minds and lives of the people here and of the people out there in churches and families that are striving to serve you in ministries. Any true preacher has sensed this demonic, satanic spirit of Judas and Jezebel, and even Sanballat and Tobias. They oppose everything that you try to do for the kingdom. And Lord, help us to respond like the great leader Nehemiah. He said, I'm building, I'm doing a great work, and I can't come down to be bothered with your distraction and hindrance and foolishness. So, Holy Father God, we pray that you put a guard in our hearts and minds and tongues and attitudes and temperaments, that we would not sin against you today. Help us all to be sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful. Not only now, but throughout this day. And Holy Father God, again, I praise you and I thank you for the series of things that you have done. Since the beginning of this new year, allowing us to get off to a great start. And at the same time, Lord, thank you for bringing us through one of the most severe attacks of the devil at the beginning of a year, where the devil is seeking to lay siege against the ministry here. And we're not the only one. So thank you for bringing us through. However, he is still trying to lay siege. He wants to snuff this ministry out right from the beginning of this new year of 2021. He couldn't do it in 2020. And oh my, how you used this ministry throughout 2020. And the devil hates me and the devil hates us. He hates this ministry and other ministries. And so, Lord, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, continue to place upon us the whole armor of God, surround us with the band of your holy angels, a wall of your holy fire, cover us and cleanse us through the blood of Christ and make us to be whiter than snow. And again, thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering prayers that I did not specifically pray, but you knew they were in my heart. And I prayed something else that was more broad. And you reached in and answered those specific prayers that and gave me the desire of my heart in one case, along with something that we desperately needed and have wanted for years for the ministry. And now it seems we already have it. Now we have it. And Holy Father God, I give you the glory, praise, and honor. And Lord, I pray now that you would rebuke and bind our enemy, the devil, his demons, and his hosts, Lord, from this ministry and from our family and from other Christian families and other ministries and churches around the globe. And Holy Father God, I pray that you would give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil, Lord, today and throughout this weekend. And Lord, we can maintain that victory if everybody would be prayerful, sober-minded, and vigilant, and not allow the devil to use them as a doorway to hinder your work. Help us, Holy Father God, everybody to be prayerful, sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful. The projects that we are working on, Lord, humanly speaking, they are impossible to be done. So, Lord, we know that you do the impossible, and nothing is too hard for you. And so my faith looks up to you. And I pray that you will bless us to accomplish these projects and to see them through right here at the beginning of the year. Even though the devil is opposing us on every turn. For I am a firm believer that things that we do by your grace in the beginning of the year, some of those things will last throughout the year and make ministry work and life easier and more effective and reach more people with the gospel. Help us, Lord, to be faithful. Help us to always be abounding in the work of the Lord. Help us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for we know that our labor in the Lord is not in vain. And so, Holy Father God, help us and grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit. And as you know, Lord, I'm praying this to fulfill all righteousness. You have commanded me to pray from your holy word for everybody. And Lord, it is my humble prayer that you'll help us to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent. And to follow you and to get back to you, our first love. And Holy Father God, we pray on this morning for the salvation of the lost in this city, in this state, in this country, and around the globe. We pray for the revival of the saved in this city, in this state, in this country, and around the globe. Lord, we thank you that your gospel is not bound. We thank you that prayer is not bound. There are some things that because of you, they're not bound. They're unstoppable. The devil hates them and evil people hate them. Our faith is not bound. And I thank you for that. And I thank you, Lord, for the privilege of prayer, which is not bound. And so, Holy Father God, I pray. And I thank you for bringing us a mighty long way. And I pray now that you'll heal those who are sick in this city, in this state, in this country, and around the globe. I pray, Lord, that you would Uh, comfort those, save and comfort those who are grieving in the millions, as thousands upon thousands are dying across this country and around the globe. They are reporting now that over 2 million people have died from the coronavirus plague, even though so many have told lies, and how that is just similar to the flu. It's not that bad. It's not there. The number of people that people are saying that are dying is just not true. Well, Lord, we cannot argue with dead bodies. And so, Lord, world is, the minds of people in this world are so warped because of movies and television and the devil that it's hard for people to accept reality. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, comfort those who are truly hurting and grieving. We have heard about them, we have seen them, and we pray for their salvation and for their comfort. And Holy Father God, we pray that if we do right by you, Lord, help everybody here to truly pray. For Lord, if everybody here prayed, we would be able to combat the devil fighting against the ministry. And Lord, we pray for all of the people who gather on to pray for us and to pray with us and to not just listen, for this is not entertainment. We ought to be praying together, reading your word together. Help us to do it. And Lord God in heaven, if we truly confess our sins and repent and turn from our wicked ways and do right by you, Holy Father God, Lord, deliver us, each and every one of us, under the sound of my voice, wherever they are in the world. Lord, deliver us from all of our afflictions and distresses, cares and worries and anxieties and troubles and problems and fears. Lift our burdens. We cast all care upon you, for Lord, we know that you care for us. Deliver us, Lord, today from all of our tribulations, if we do right by you, if we forsake our sin, if we confess our sins, if we repent. Lord, deliver us from all of our tribulations and troubles and trials and temptations and tests and tensions. And Lord, as your holy word has made clear, that even in the midst of a plague, you will protect those who do what you have told them to do on an individual basis, a family basis, a church basis. That's why some churches are thriving and some are falling apart. That's why some families are thriving and some families are falling apart. That's why some individuals are thriving even in the plague, and some are falling apart. Because some are obeying you, a few are obeying you, and many are not. And so, Holy Father God, no doubt this is the reason why you gave me the spontaneous thought at the beginning of our time today, that people just, they know what's good for them, but they choose not to do what's good for them. And what's good for us is to humble ourselves before you, to pray, to seek your face, and to turn from our wicked ways. While things are getting worse, we have people who are still saying that this is not bad. Whenever, Lord, a country suffers over 4,000 people dead, plus not counting the other people who have died from other things, from one thing called the coronavirus plague, that is bad. And everything is not all right. And so, Holy Father God, we pray that you deliver us all as well who, Lord, if we're willing to do what you have told us to do, from all spiritual, mental, deliver us from all spiritual, mental, financial, material, for millions of people, food crisis problems and housing problems. Deliver us, Lord, from all cares and burdens and spiritual, mental, family, financial, material problems, troubles, and difficulties that we're facing. School loan issues and school progress for some students who are discouraged. And so many young people, the light has gone out in their eyes because of this plague, and they're depressed, discouraged, and defeated because they're not anchored in you. And we pray that you will help them to get anchored in you and to move on with their lives for as far as they can go, to walk by faith and not by sight, even though things are getting worse. Lord, help them to not live or try to live fiction lives in a non-fiction world, but to deal with the reality in you and to walk with you and to pray to you and to walk in your peace and joy. And Holy Father God, we pray today that you would bless and protect our family and all other families and our ministry and all other ministry, our church and all other churches. Lord, protect us from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil. For outside of the devil, Lord, we're our greatest enemy. Protect us, Lord, from the demons of hell. Protect us, Lord, from evil family members, evil church members, and evil people in the world. Place, Lord, upon us the whole arm of God. Surround us with your protection. A band of your holy angels cover us and cleanse us through the blood of Christ. And make us, Lord, to be whiter than snow on the inside. And Holy Father God, give me your grace and your strength, your unction and your anointing, the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word and to preach your holy word today, this morning, and this evening. Lay upon my heart the message and the words that you'll have me to preach and the things that you'll have me to say. Lord, I pray that you would continue to set up divine appointments. Have your Holy Ghost to move mightily upon the hearts of the saved, to revive them again, and especially upon the hearts of those who don't know you, so that they can be saved. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, Thus Saith the Lord, at Genesis chapter 49. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, Gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch. Simeon and Levi are brethren, instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. O my soul, come not thou into their secret, unto their assembly, mine honor, be not thou united. For in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they digged down a wall. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob, and scatter them in Israel. Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down. He couched as a lion and as an old lion. Who shall rouse him up? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Binding his foal unto the vine, and his ass's colt unto the choice vine, he washed his garments in wine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. His eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. Zebulun shall dwell at the haven of the sea, and he shall be for an haven of ships, and his border shall be unto Zidon. Issachar is a strong ass couching down between two burdens. And he saw that rest was good, and the land that it was pleasant, and bowed his shoulder to bear, and became a servant unto tribute. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path that biteth the horse heels, so that his rider shall fall backward. I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord. Gad, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at last. Out of Asher, his bread shall be fat, and he shall yield royal dainties. Naphtali is a hind let loose, he giveth goodly words. Joseph is a fruitful bow, even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him, and shot at him, and hated him. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breasts and of the womb. The blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. Benjamin shall raven as a wolf. In the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is it that their father spake unto them, and blessed them, every one according to his blessing. He blessed them. And he charged them, and said unto them, I am to be gathered unto my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite, in the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field of Ephron the Hittite for a possession of a burying place. There they buried Abraham and Sarah, his wife. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah, his wife. And there I buried Leah. The purchase of the field and of the cave that is therein was from the children of Heth. And when Jacob had made an end of commanding his sons, he gathered up his feet into the bed, and yielded up the ghost, and was gathered unto his people. Shall we pray? Holy Father God in heaven, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you so much for preserving your holy, infallible, inerrant word, your inspired holy word. And what a blessing it is. Help us, Lord, to take heed to it, and help us to learn from it, and help us to proclaim your holy word, and to share it, and to teach it in a discipleship way. And help us to proclaim your gospel and to preach it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9 and 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.